Today, the Democratic Alliance is conducting an oversight visit to Nyanga Police Station in light of reduced crime stats in the area. So various DA leaders are going out to Nyanga today, which for a long time was considered the murder capital of South Africa until the most recent crime stats demonstrated a drop in the murder rate in the area. Andrew Whitfield, DA Shadow Minister of Police, joining us now. Andrew, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. You'd have to forgive me for being cynical about this, right? That it certainly looks like a PR stunt because there still is serious crime in Nyanga.
Of course there's serious crime, and we're not saying that what is on the ground is a perfect solution. But what we are saying is, certainly following our oversight visit and corroborated by an incredibly proud station commander, that the community, the police, and the Western Cape government appear very proud that Nyanga is no longer the murder capital, but remain incredibly concerned at the high rate of murder and violent crime. That doesn't take away from the fact that there has been a decrease, and I think that we must celebrate wherever we can successes in policing, which is often found wanting. And this particular success is testament not only to the South African Police Service, but the station commander in particular, his ability and willingness to partner with the LEAP program from the City of Cape Town, as well as Neighbourhood Watch and community members. It's really a remarkable success. We've seen a 24% decrease in murder from the end of 2020 to the end of 2021. And so it was an oversight visit to identify policing resource constraints, to identify where the city and the government in the province can do more, but generally a very positive visit.
So you have said that this development can be a case study of how crime can be brought down in hotspot areas in the province and the country. So, Andrew, what are the learnings from Nyanga specifically that could be replicated in problematic areas across the country?
Well, the one is that policy is important, and policy combined with political will and the allocated resources at a provincial level can support SAPS, which is a national competency where there's an open door partnership. And that is what we're seeing in Nyanga. Brigadier Ngata is an outstanding and exemplary police officer who has opened his door to this partnership. And partnership policing that builds trust in the community over a period of time, taking on board local, provincial and national resources, is the only way we're going to be able to tackle this. The other learning is that, you know, where I travel across the country, there is less collaboration at a local level and therefore less trust. Local authorities don't seem to apply the same level of resources. And as you may be aware, the DA has been advocating for a tremendous amount of time that we need to devolve policing power and resources to a local level, because our problem is not local stations generally. The station police force, the station commanders are not the issue. The issue is with senior management and the bureaucracy and policy that is simply not implemented and doesn't have the political will within SAPS as well as the resources.
Andrew, many people would point to the multiple shootings that we've seen, the mass shootings that we've seen in Khayelitsha, for example, over the past few weeks, saying, well, let's make sure that the same situation that we've seen in Nyanga happens in Khayelitsha. What are your thoughts on how that area is being policed?
You know, well, it's absolutely horrific to see such, you know, incredibly horrific cases of violence in our communities. There were four people killed in Salt Lake in Port Elizabeth the other day. There are people being murdered every single day. We have over 50 people murdered. There's 58 people murdered every day in South Africa. Of five police stations in the last crime statistical year that demonstrated a decrease in murder, four of those fall under the LEAP program run by the City of Cape Town and the Western Cape government. One of them is Khayelitsha. And so these horrific incidents that do occur are a constant reminder that we need to do more. We need to apply more resources and more pressure on the police minister to deploy additional resources. I mean, the Western Cape province is falling behind in terms of the ratio of police officers to citizens. The national average is one police officer to 383 citizens in Western Cape. It's one to over 500.
Sure.
And so we do have a resourcing problem. We need to make sure we get additional boots on the ground. That's what the LEAP program tries to do. And, you know, obviously very disappointing when we see these spikes in crime. But over the long term, I believe that this strategy is sustainable, and I think we're going to see increasing decline in crime where the partnership works.
Andrew, thank you very much. Andrew Whitfield is the DA Shadow Minister of Police. The DA has been conducting an oversight visit to the Nyanga Police Station in light of reduced crime stats in the area. If you live in Nyanga, what is your experience of the police station there, of the police commander, of how the LEAP program is integrating with the SAPS? I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what your thoughts are on that. Send me a WhatsApp voice note.